You know, even when I got bit by that brown recluse spider, I mean, my arms swelled up. I mean, by 3 days, my arms hard and swelled, and everybody thought I was a fool. Thurman, you're going to lose your arm. The devil, that's what he told me too. You know, you're a fool. You're going to lose your arm. I said, no. It's done. Jesus made me the promise. It's done. Ain't no doubt in my heart. Well, by the next Thursday, I was totally, completely healed without a mark. It took a week. But I never doubted him. Not one time. You know, you look at that and you think, oh, looks awful. But Lord, I'm glad you're my healer. I'm glad no deadly poison shall hurt me. You wrote it in the Word. It's done. So praise God. If you said it, it's done. And now then, after Sunday night watching that video three times, my faith level's even at a new level, Lance. Isn't that something? Now, just like Louis said, I used to give God counsel. I used to tell him how he needs to do things until I found out about this star. And he said, when I found out it's twice as big as the diameter of the sun, that's big, isn't it, John? And that's a piece of real estate. God is never going to run out of real estate, is he? No. I mean, it's beyond our wildest imagination. Now then, it says here, it is better to be poor and honest than rich and crooked. You know, because if you're rich and crooked, you're not going to get to enjoy it. Something's going to happen. So if you are poor, but you're honest, you're still going to have a much better life than you will if you're rich and crooked. Because if you're rich and crooked, something serious is going to happen to you, and you're not going to enjoy your life on this earth. Because God said so right there in Proverbs 28:6. So, but I don't want to be poor either, do you? I'd rather be honest and have a little money. I'd rather have money in the bank. I don't want to be, and God promises that also. We don't have to be poor, but it is better to be poor and honest than to be rich and crooked. Well, I'd rather be fairly rich and honest. And therefore, you don't have to worry about anything. God's going to provide for you. Verse 7 and 8. Young people who obey the law are wise. Now, there's a lot of young people out there that's not obeying God's rules. Now then, you don't have any idea how many people in the church are living disobedient to God when it comes to sexuality. This seems to be an area where almost nobody is pure and clean anymore. I mean, they just don't even try to be clean and pure. I mean, you don't hardly see any girl or any boy get to be 20 or 25 years old if they've not been married that have not had a sexual encounter. And many of them are sexually active and they're in church. Well, let me tell you, those people are breaking God's law. In fact, under the old covenant, he said, if you have sex out of wedlock, I'll just kill you. You'll be stoned until dead. Now then, if we stoned everybody that was sexually impure today, there wouldn't be very many people alive. Most of them would be dead. But God said in his word, you know, we may think we get by with something because we do this in secret, but you don't get by with nothing. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about there. There was a young lady that worked for me one time, and she heard me talk about how I heard God's voice. And she came to me and she said, sir, I would love to hear God's voice. I've never heard it. And I said, well, young lady, you know, I forget what, 40 years old or something like that before I heard it. But I said, you know, you will hear it if you just pray and seek him and get in his word. I said, the day will come when the king will talk to you. I said, you will hear that audible sounding voice. He'll talk to you more than likely. I said, I can't guarantee that, but I believe he will. Well, she said, I so would love to hear God's voice. Well, she had been married one time before, and her husband had ran off and left her, and now she's without a husband. And then she met a fine young man that was about her age, and he had never been married. And so she started going with him. Now, he was a member of my church at the time, and he was a computer science engineer also. He was a very brilliant young man, but he was a virgin. And here he is, 35 so years old, and he has never had a sexual encounter with a woman. He has kept himself clear, clean, and pure all these years. Well, she starts going with him. One night, when they're going together, he's a gentleman. I mean, he's a real gentleman. You know, he never touches her inappropriately, never makes any cutting remarks, nothing. He's a gentleman. And she said, we were sitting out one night just talking, and he had his arm around me. And she said, as I was thinking, I got to thinking. Now, he had never had a sexual encounter, so he didn't know what it was like. But she had been married several years, and she knew what it was like. So she got to thinking, I wonder what it would be like to go to bed with him. She's thinking that. She ain't speaking it out loud. She's just thinking it. And all of a sudden, she heard something that she'd always wanted to hear, but she didn't want to hear it like this. A voice says, Susie, stop it. You're sinning. She didn't want to hear God speak to her like that. She wanted to hear him say, oh, Susie, my darling, I want you to do this. But she didn't hear that. She heard him say, Susie, stop it. You're sinning. She said, next day she come into work, she said, Pastor, I got to hear God last night. I didn't want to hear what he said, but I scooted over on the other side of the car and I changed the way I was thinking. Can you imagine he can even read your thoughts? You don't even have to speak them. He knows what you're thinking, doesn't he, Lance? So you better be careful what you're thinking, right? Absolutely right. Now it says, young people who obey the law are wise. Most of them don't know this. Most young people do not know this. In fact, I talked to two middle-aged women the other day. They were out here. Both of them were divorced. And both of them told me the same thing. We've given up on dating even men in the church because there's no gentleman left. What a sad statement to hear two young ladies say about church men. They wasn't dating the men of the world. They were dating men in the church. And they said, we've given up. There's no good ones left. So, young people who obey the law are wise. Those who seek out worthless companions, bring shame to their parents. And there's a lot of people, absolutely a lot of people out there today, young people, that are seeking out worthless companions. Companions that are not God-fearing people. They're seeking out football players. They want to base their life around men that know nothing about God. Men that talk about things like, well, I've been to bed with 10,000 women in my life. There was a basketball player made a statement like that on the news one time. There are people who want to be like him. Well, let me tell you, I don't want to be like him. I don't even want to be around him because the spirits that are around him are going to try to get off on you. And I'm going to tell you, that guy's got so many demons following him, I don't even want to be close to him unless God tells me to go minister to him, because I don't want what he has. I certainly don't want that. He has got so many demons. It says, those who seek out worthless companions bring shame to their parents. A person who makes money by charging interest will lose it. Isn't that amazing? The world we live in tells you to charge interest. But God's Word tells you if you loan money to a brother, you're to loan it to him without any interest. In fact, he tells you in another place in the Proverbs that if you want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, in the sanctuary of God, you cannot charge your brother interest. If you do, you cannot dwell in my sanctuary. That's something, isn't it? But he says, a person who makes money by charging interest will lose it. So, if you lose it, it will end up in the hands of someone who is kind to the poor. Now, that's where that money is going to wind up. That money that you charge interest, you're going to lose that money, and that money is going to wind up in the hands of some good Christian man or woman that's going to use that money to be kind to the poor. You know, So it says there. I mean, can you charge interest to an unbeliever? Yeah, you can. But to a believer, you cannot. If you want to do what God says. A person who makes money by charging interest will lose it. So that's something. You have to just realize God wrote the book, and so we have to obey the book. And that's why I would not loan money to anybody and charge anybody interest. I'd rather give you the money You know, but I'm not. If I give you money, if I loan you money, I'm going to just let you have it or whatever. And there's been a lot of people in the last 5 years that come to me and ask me to borrow money. I mean, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. And I've loaned it to them. And not one dime interest have I charged any of them. Some of them had paid me back the full amount. Some of them had not paid me back anything. But I never loan anybody anything that I can't afford to lose. That way, if they never pay me back, hey, it's a gift. I ain't going to get mad at you for a few bucks. I ain't going to hell for a few dollars. If I've got it and you need it, I'll loan it to you. But a person who makes money by charging interest will lose it. It will end up in the hands of someone who is kind to the poor. Verse 9 and 10. The prayer of a person who ignores the laws are despised. In other words, if we ignore God's law, our prayers are despised and He will not hear them. So if you ignore God's law, and of course there's a lot of rules in His law, He tells us what to do, but if we ignore those, all those spiritual laws that He's put into effect, even under the new covenant, things that are a new set of rules, if we disobey those, He will not hear our prayers. Those who lead the upright into sin will fall into their own trap. So if there's someone that, first of all, if we're upright, I really think it should be impossible for us to be led astray. But obviously that's not true. There's a lot of people in the church that are led astray. I keep my guard up all the time with all people. All people. I don't care who it is. I'm watching 100% of the time every human being that's around me. Everybody. I do not want to be led astray by anybody. I want to know what the Word says. And I've been tested several times in this ministry. I have had men sent to me and women that became very, very close to me that was there to destroy my ministry. I've had this happen several times. You know, they get real close to you, and I'm watching constantly because I understand how this works.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.